102.5.
Hey, cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There's only two places to find true love in this world. One is at the abandoned dojo on the outskirts of town where they filmed the X-rated version of Karate Kid.
Whoa, what the?
Let's take the word kid out of that title. I don't know.
The other is on the pages of Craigslist.org.
Oh, man.
That somehow feels safer.
We scour that website. Mr. Miyagi's holding the boom mic in it. It's fine. Others on the pages of Craigslist.org. We scour that website every week to find the best misconnections they have to offer.
Aww.
This first one is titled, I'm Sorry About What Happened. Man for Woman 28.
Uh-oh.
Says, we never officially met. You had dark hair, checkered skirt, walking the gas station on 3rd Street last month around lunchtime. Do you remember me?
I'm going to go with no.
I was the one who took your purse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, never mind. I was wrong.
Wow.
As you screamed at me, I looked back and thought, you were cute.
Mm.
Oh.
In fact, I almost stopped and said, just kidding.
Yeah.
But your purse felt heavy.
You know what? Would that work?
Your purse felt heavy.
I feel like that would work.
Women don't carry around gold bars.
No.
If her purse felt heavy, it's because she had snacks in there, hairspray.
Well, he said, so I didn't want to give up the prize.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't get far before the police found me with your stuff.
Good.
That's good.
I did have enough time to jot down your license info.
Okay.
Gosh.
Sucks that I'm in prison now for a few other things. So no worries about me knocking anytime soon.
Yeah,
but
I move.
I will come by eventually, though.
Oh, no.
Maybe with flowers?
Oh, stolen flowers?
Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds kind of nice.
It could be.
Yeah.
He says, can't wait to talk with you so I can say I'm sorry. And hopefully, we can make out.
Nice. That's a nice touch,
bro. He kind of won me over by the end.
Slide that
you know? He says, I feel like I may have dated him before.
That's signed XOXO Bones.
Even just the XOXO.
Yeah. He's a sweetheart. This next misconnection is titled, Buffed Stud at the Bus Stop. Woman for Man, 30, Eastside. Says, hey, I saw you last weekend waiting at a bus stop. I was stopped at a light sitting in my car trying to get my kids to shut up.
Classic.
How could you pay attention to who is at the bus stop? She's got some serious multitasking skills.
She's a mom, dude.
Yeah.
All moms do.
You caught my eye. You were Latino, fairly buff, with an old-timey mustache like a circus ringmaster from the 1930s.
Impressive.
I'll be the trapeze artist.
I was picturing myself as your lovely trapeze artist.
Okay, how did I know that? I swear to God I did not write this.
I swear.
Are you sure, Brooke?
I swear.
Brooke's looking for this guy.
Who just took a nasty fall and was being attended to by you.
Okay.
Oh, no.
And as I started fantasizing, I realized I was driving too close to the car in front of me and I rear-ended them. Everyone was okay.
Yeah.
It was really stupid on my part.
Are you sure this wasn't you, Brooke?
Yeah, I swear.
Go check my bumper.
What's even more dumb is that I didn't want to lose you, so I left the scene before I gave the driver my info.
Oh, that's literally illegal. No.
Like a hit and run.
Are the kids accomplices at this point?
Now, I am in some legal situation. And as I told you, I have a few kids, so I don't know if you'd be willing to give me a loan to pay off some of my legal bills and help fix my car.
Oh, my gosh.
Because keep in mind, this would have never happened if it wasn't for you and that gorgeous mustache.
Uh-huh.
Message me. That's signed Tiff.
I hope the mustache is insured.
Cause... Yeah.
This next Craigslist misconnection is titled, I was the brown-haired guy with vomit on my shirt.
Mm.
Man for Woman 28, The Mall.
No. At the mall.
I was hoping for a bar or like a festival.
No, you went too hard on the carousel.
Like a hospital, like you were
sick. That would work too. All options better than the mall.
Let's see what he has to say. He wrote, Thursday evening, I heard you sad whistling through the mall.
Sad whistling? That's hard to do.
I couldn't recognize that it's true.
I feel like whistling is always happy.
No,
no.
That's still happy. You have to go down.
See, and now she's
laughing.
Can't
stop laughing.
Because whistling's a happy activity.
No, that's just your falling.
Yeah.
It's like skipping. You can't sadly skip.
This girl's got a skill. Don't lose her. Says, I couldn't recognize the song, but it almost sounded like Skinny Love by the Badger Crew.
Oh, I think that's Bonavir, actually. Skinny Love is actually a song. Yeah.
The Badger Crew did it first.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to say something and introduce myself, but I got nervous.
Oh.
And ended up just staring at you five tables away in the food court.
Oh.
That's probably scary, nervous reaction.
You stayed there for a while, much longer than I expected.
Oh.
And I didn't want to seem creepy.
Oh, it's too late.
So I just kept ordering Panda Express.
Just another round of orange chicken. Keep them coming.
It is delicious. So
good there.
After my sixth dish of lo mein and, I don't know, 13th egg roll, you got up to walk to the other end of the mall, but I was too bloated to move.
Okay.
Oh, no. That's a lot of carbs.
That checks out.
I remember reaching out my hand as you passed. But you didn't see me as a bunch of noodles fell off my shirt onto the ground.
Oh my god, you slob. Wait, is this where the puke comes in?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that part.
No,
well, hopefully we're getting
puke.
It. He goes on.
Oh, it's he.
Feeling desperate, I rented one of those motorized scooters to catch up.
Here we go.
But I had to stop at the restroom three different times on my way to find you.
Oh, every restroom? This is like why they say don't eat and swim right away. It's like, when you're full, you can't.
Best Panda Express commercial ever.
That would be amazing.
See a little motorized scooter zipping in and out of those long hallways that they have for the bathroom.
Express, you just can't stop.
That's the express part.
There we go. I like it.
At one point, I think you did see me. Or at least heard me, as I lost my dinner in one of the mall's fake potted plants near the kids' play area.
Plastic play.
That's good on you, though. You could blame it on a kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, true.
You know, that's the best place to do it.
That's right.
Really, really good idea.
Anyway, things did not go as planned.
Uh-oh.
But when you're talking about life, when does it? Am I right?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what my uncle always says.
Oh.
How often are you talking to your uncle about life, bro?
If you see this, let's hang. That's signed, Tony.
I don't think you can hang, bro. You just proved it.
That's you.
That was too much.
That was a lot.
Really?
I don't know.
He's committed.
That was the story he painted for us.
That was amazing.
I'm hungry for Chinese.
Oh, bro.
That's your Craigslist misconnections. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.